AI leaves the chat box, Notion's Agent Hub, Amazon's Shopping Copilot, and Meta's Private Bot Push. Good morning. It's Thursday, May 14th, and today's AI story is that the center of gravity is shifting again. The biggest moves in the last 24 hours were not just about bigger models. They were about where AI actually lives and what it is allowed to do. Workspaces are turning into agent control planes. Shopping is becoming agentic, browsers are becoming study partners, and privacy is becoming a competitive feature instead of an afterthought. First up, Notion is making a serious bid to become an operating system for AI work. TechCrunch reports that Notion introduced a new developer platform that connects custom AI agents, external agents, and outside data sources directly into the workspace. The company says customers have already built more than 1 million agents since custom agents launched in February. On Notion's own releases page, the company frames the product as an orchestration layer, where teams can sync outside data, run custom code through new workers, and plug in outside agents from partners like Claude, Codex, and Decagon. That matters because the real enterprise AI race is moving from chat interfaces to systems that can coordinate actions across software stacks. Second, Amazon is pushing harder on agentic commerce with Alexa for shopping. TechCrunch says the new assistant can compare products, track prices, schedule recurring orders, and even use Buy For Me to purchase from other online retailers. Amazon's own retail newsroom says it is combining Rufus and Alexa Plus into a more personalized shopping assistant across the app and website. The bigger signal here is that Amazon is normalizing the idea that an AI assistant should not just answer questions, but take actions tied to spending. That is a meaningful shift for retail, marketplaces, and any brand that depends on search placement or conversion optimization. Third, Meta is trying to solve one of consumer AI's biggest trust problems. People do not want every sensitive question stored forever. TechCrunch reports that WhatsApp is getting incognito chats for Meta AI, with conversations processed in a secure environment, not saved, and disappearing when the session ends. The Verge adds that Meta is pitching this as a completely private, encrypted AI chat experience with no logs stored on its servers. Even if people debate how private that really is in practice, the strategic point is clear. Privacy has become a product feature in consumer AI, not just a policy footnote. Fourth, Microsoft is turning the browser into another AI surface. The Verge reports that Edge Copilot can now answer questions across all of your open tabs and generate AI podcasts, summaries, and quizzes based on what you are browsing. That sounds small on the surface, but it is actually a distribution story. If AI can sit inside the browser and synthesize context from active work, then the browser becomes a live reasoning layer on top of everything else you do online. Fifth, the cyber capability curve is still steepening. The UK AI Security Institute said new results from Claude Mythos Preview and OpenAI's GPT-5.5 exceeded prior trends in its narrow autonomous cyber test suite. In parallel, Microsoft pointed to its multi-model M-Dash security system, saying it discovered 16 CVEs in this week's Patch Tuesday updates and leads the CyberGym benchmark. The takeaway is not that fully autonomous offensive AI has arrived, it is that the measurable pace of improvement in cyber tasks is accelerating, which raises the stakes for defenders, regulators, insurers, and enterprise procurement teams. And finally, one governance reality check. TechCrunch reports that xAI is operating nearly 50 natural gas turbines at its Memphis area data center, while a lawsuit argues the setup should be subject to air pollution regulation, despite a claimed loophole around mobile equipment. This is a reminder that AI infrastructure is now an energy, permitting, and public trust story, not just a software story. The model race is increasingly constrained by power, land, and local politics. So the unifying theme this morning is simple. AI is escaping the demo phase. The winners are moving closer to transactions, workflow authority, persistent context, and real-world infrastructure. And as that happens, the pressure points become much more concrete. privacy, security, compliance, energy, and control over the user relationship. If you sell into enterprises, retail platforms, or digital operations teams, now is a good time to ask a sharper question. Where in your customer's workflow is AI being allowed to act, not just advise? That is where budgets, risk reviews, and switching costs are going to concentrate next. Business Idea Gem. Build an AI action governance layer for enterprises adopting agentic tools across work, commerce, and support. The product would monitor what internal and third-party agents are allowed to read, trigger, purchase, edit, or send, with approval routing, audit logs, and policy controls across tools like Notion, Microsoft 365, Slack, CRM systems, and procurement workflows. The buyers are CIOs, CISOs, and operations leaders. Why now? Today's news shows agents moving from chat to real actions in shopping, browsing, and workspace orchestration, while cyber capability and privacy concerns are rising at the same time. What makes it defensible is deep workflow integration plus policy data. Once a company maps real agent permissions, approvals, exceptions, and incident history into one layer, that governance graph becomes hard to replace.